It's good to be back here and worshiping God today with you. We all know, as your bishop, the Visayas is my home. Yun ang bahay ko, yung buong Visayas. But St. Michael is my room. Ito yung kwarto ko. And so I'm glad that I'm back in my room here in St. Michael. Well, today, we are now on the 16th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and we have been looking at Matthew 13 since previous Sundays. Matthew 13 talks of the parables of Jesus. And the first thing we need to ask ourselves, why does Jesus teach in parable? Bakit yun ang style niya pag nagturo? Number one, because he is the greatest storyteller. Parables are stories. Okay? Stories of ordinary things and ordinary situations in life that we can always identify with. But behind those parables, those stories, we will find something deep, something solid that speaks about the kingdom of God. And if you look at the kingdom of God, it really describes what kind of king do we have in that kingdom. So Matthew 13, last Sunday we talked about the parable of the sower. And you know, you ask, bakit ganyan si Jesus magturo? Yeah, he's a great storyteller. And the second thing, parables can do two things. Parables can reveal, at the same time, it can conceal. Pwedeng magpahayag, pwede rin magtago. It reveals deep mysteries of God, things that we would not normally understand about God. The parables can reveal them. But at the same time, parables can also conceal. Hindi mo makikita. You'll never understand. Hearing, you will hear, but no understanding. Having eyes to see, but not seeing. Bakit ganyan? Nagpapahayag at nagtatago. Well, when Jesus speaks on a parable, those who are interested, those who really long for God in their life, will understand the parable. It will reveal something to you. Pero yung mga tao naman na wala namang pakialam sa Diyos, wala namang balak sumunod sa Diyos, the parables will never reveal. It will conceal the secrets of the kingdom to them. So there are two kinds of people. Those who would go and really follow Jesus, they will understand. The parables, every time you read it, I suggest you read it. Huwag yung isipin na, nabasa ko na yan, narinig ko na yan. Every time you look into the parables, you will always find something new, a deeper meaning. I'll give you an example, yung parable of the sower. Last Sunday, I've been reading that parable. I've been meditating on that. I have learned so many teachings about that. But last Sunday, when I was in Cebu, something came up in my mind. A revelation came in the mind. Binasa ko uli yung parable of the sower. I thought I really knew what it means. But then, another layer of understanding came. I realized that God, as the sower of the seed, He doesn't care. He can plant on the pathway. He can plant on thorny ground. He can plant in stony places. He can plant on good soil. In other words, God is so lavish when it comes to His Word. He will plant anywhere. Amen? Akala ko, yung Diyos natin nagtatanim lang sa good soil. No, He doesn't. You read the parable of the sower, kahit na hindi natutubo yung seeds dyan, He keeps on planting. He keeps on calling. He keeps on inviting people. Ayaw ng ayaw naman. Tanggi ng tanggi. But He keeps on doing it. The parable. Akala ko, sabi ko, loko-loko tong parable na to. Alam niya may thorny ground. He would plant there. Alam niya na mabato yan. That ground is stony. He will continue to plant them. No, it just reveals God's abundant mercy. that even in our sins, in our mistakes, in our failures, He does not stop inviting you. He doesn't stop planting His love on you. That's something I just realized recently in my life. Today, as we unpack again this other parable, you know, yung long version ng gospel na to, if you would read the long version, it has three parables actually. Pero yung pinili natin ngayon sa CEC, we chose the yung shorter version ng gospel. It's just the gospel of the tares and the wheat, no? Before we go into the gospel today, let's just look at the other readings so that we will have an understanding of what Jesus would like to convey to us in the gospel. First reading today speaks of God as the one who created us. Amen? Sabi niya, you are my sons, you are my daughters, you came from me, I created you. And there is no other God besides me. There is no one else who created you. In other words, what is God trying to say? This God who loves you did not create you because He needs something from you. Hindi niya tayo nilikha dahil may kailangan siya sa atin. Kailangan niyang mahalin siya ng mga tao. No, He doesn't need anything. God doesn't want anything from us. He created us out of His generous love for us. Yun lang. So we have this kind of God who created us, created everything around us, all because He loves us. He's not going to take anything from us. He's not going to need anything from us. It's all about giving Himself to His creation. Yun ang first reading natin, telling us. So that we will begin to understand, kasi nagtatanong na tayo sa buhay natin, bakit may ganito, bakit may sakit, bakit may mga taong, pinapahirapan ang buhay natin. We begin to question God. Ano ba, pinaglalaroan ba tayo ng Diyos? Is He playing with us? Is He trying to make life hard for us? No, sabi niya, we are children of God. His intentions are pure. His motive of creating us and putting us here today in this world at this time is all about His love for us. Amen? There is no other God. In other words, we should not look on other things anymore because we have only one Creator. We only have one Father who created us. Kung ano man nangyayari sa buhay natin, huwag na tayong tumingin sa iba pa. You know? Go back to who created you. There is none other like the Lord. Our God is holy. One of the things that you should, yung word na yan na holy, sometimes we look at it as perfect, someone who is so pure. Yeah, that could mean that. But holiness also means of all loving. When you say God is holy, God is pure love for you. God does not have love for you only. He is love. He is love Himself. So walang masamang intention ng Diyos. Wala siyang masamang binabalak sa buhay natin. Whatever it is you're seeing in your life, it's not God. Amen? And we need to understand. Then our second reading speaks of living, you know, how we live our lives. Kinikwento dito that, you know, Christ has redeemed us from the old life. And what is our second reading trying to teach us today? We have choices. We have choices in our life. Bakit nakaganito yung mundo natin? Bakit merong mga masamang bagay? Hindi galing sa Diyos yan. That's the first reading. God never created evil. He never intended evil. But God, because He gave us free will, we can choose. Meron tayong choice sa buhay natin. And St. Thomas Aquinas said, yung problema sa mundo, yung nangyayari dito sa mundo, huwag nating isisi sa Diyos yan. All the corruption, all the death, the violence that you see around you, it's because of man's abuse of his free will. Inabuso. Baga ang sabi ng Diyos sa akin, nothing will limit you. You have the choice. You can even choose to go to hell if you like. Okay, nilikha ng Diyos. Ang impyerno para sa demonyo, ang langit para sa mga anak niya. Pero na, hindi niya sinabi na automatic, pag anak ka ng Diyos, punta ka na ng langit. Wala kang choice, wala kang magagawa. Langit ka talaga, akin ka. No, he didn't say that. He said, you choose. Yan ang tunay na pagmamahal. Diba? God does not make us slaves. He does not make us robots. Na binamanipulate tayo ng Diyos. Binamaniobra tayo ng Diyos. He doesn't do that to us. He makes us choose. The angels had a choice. Kaya yung ginawa ni Lucifer before God, he rebelled against God. Those have repercussions. May effect yon. Yung gagawin mo sa buhay mo ngayon, it will have an effect on your children. It will have an effect on your grandchildren. It ripples through generation. Huwag mong isipin na itong ginawa ko para lang to sa akin. No! The consequences of our action, the consequences of our choices, it moves like ripples through the centuries, through the generations. Yan ang effect niyan. And so when Lucifer rebelled against God, there was evil, there was wickedness. He had a choice. And he chose to rebel against God. Now, God created Adam and Eve, again, our first parents. They had a choice to eat from the tree of life or to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They have a choice. And what did they choose? They choose to sin against God. And those consequences, the sin, magkaroon ng consequence yan. And now, fast forward mo, today in our time, that's why you see corruption there. That's why you see death around you, you see sickness around you. These are the consequences of that bad choice that man did. And even in your own life, tingnan mo yung buhay mo. Huwag mo isisi sa Diyos lahat. Huwag niyong sisihin talaga ang Diyos. Because we make our own choices. Yun ang sinasabi sa second reading. So we go to the gospel. Having this in mind, you will begin to understand the gospel. Well, our gospel is, alam nyo na to, no? Nakwento na to many times in the church. It's a story of a farmer na nagtanim siya. He planted wheat. He did not plant anything bad. Wala talaga siyang, magtanim ako ng wheat dito, magtatanim din ako ng masamang damo dito. No. He planted wheat. Wheat is supposed to sustain life. Okay? So he planted wheat. But sabi niya, during the night where they were sleeping, an enemy came, may kaaway na dumating, and he started to sow weeds. Ang tawag sa Bible, tares, you know? And so he started to plant tares. Well, the farmer was sleeping. Pagising nila sa umaga, you know, after a few days, they found out that when they planted, the plants started to sprout out. Sabi ng mga farmers, did you not plant good seed? Kinwestiyon ka agad yung kabutihan ng farmer. Akala ko mabuting farmer ka, ba't ka naglagay ng mga weeds dito? And you know what the farmer said? An enemy did this. Not me. Don't blame me. May kaaway tayo. An enemy did this. He planted the weeds. Not me. I planted the wheat. An enemy did this. You know, in back in the time of Jesus, mayroong law sa Rome. There is a law na pag nagtanim ka, bakit ginagawa to? Pag kaaway mo kasi, may kaaway ka. One of the things that you can get at your enemy is to plant weeds. Malitan mo roan ng lanas. That's what people do during the time of Jesus. That's why merong law sa Rome na pag nahuli kang ginawa mo yan, patay ka talaga. They will kill you. If someone saw you, someone witnessed that you were planting weeds, why? anong purpose mo nagtatanim ka para sirain talaga yung tao? Ka magtatanim ng weeds. Haman ka, tanom ka it. Hilamunon una sa yanas nga ging alagaan gitaron, ging cultivate gitaron. Kaaway doon. Nga ni hay, sa Rome, kung mahuli ka, papatayin ka talaga. Malit gitaron. And so, Jesus said, the farmer said, when they saw that there were weeds already, the farmer said, you know, this is not me. It's an enemy who did this. At eto naman yung mga kasama niya. The other farmers with him, sabi niya, oh, sige, talaga, kaaway, sige, we will now pull out the weeds. Tanggalin natin yung mga weeds. And take note what the farmer said. No. Don't do that. Because the moment you start pulling out the weeds planted by the enemy, you might even destroy the wheat. Why? Because this type of weed, itong tares na to na tinanim, you know, it's called the darnel. A darnel, itong type na weed na to, itong type na hilamunon na to, is called darnel. Darnel is also known as the bastard wheat. In other words, at the early stage, itong dalawa na to, pareho ang itsura. You will never tell the difference of the darnel plant and the wheat. They look the same. That's why, sabi ng farmer, don't pull out the tares, the darnel, because it looks like the wheat. And in the process of doing that, you might even pull out the wheat. An insight in the church, you look at the world today, what does the kingdom of God look like in the world today? Well, yan ang makikita mo sa mundo. Mabuti, masama. Tabi-tabi. Kapareho lang. In your own life, in your own family, meron kaming tinatawag sa family namin, you know, the good apple and the rotten apples. Parehong apelyedo namin. Magpipinsan kami, magkakapatid kami, pero meron talagang rotten apples in the family. So anong gagawin natin? Anong sasabi ng lolo natin? Patayin lahat yung masamang Peñalosa. Hindi. You cannot help it. There are bad members of the family also. And there are good ones. Why does God allow it? Hinahayaan ng Diyos yan. Ganyan ang itsura ng kaharian ng Diyos. Ngayon, sa simbahan. Oh, Bishop, paalisin mo to. Bishop, i-kick out mo na yan. Bishop, i-kick out mo tong member na to. Bishop, maraming kabalas ko ganyan. Bishop, masamang tao yan. Ba't nandito sa simbahan natin? You know, you'll start pulling out people. You will start judging people. You'll start kicking out people. Why? Because you want everyone to become like you. Gusto ko lahat ng tao kagaya ko, ang bait ko, ang galing ko. Gusto ko lahat. Ayoko nang masasama dito. Anyone who is not like you is bad for you. So lahat ng tao, paalisin mo dahil gusto mo, ikaw lang matitira. Gusto mo lahat maging kagaya mo. Hoy, patawara. Sana wag naman. Kung lahat ng tao kagaya ko, nako, sisirang mundo natin. We cannot judge each other. Yes, allow them to grow together. That's the instruction of the Lord. Let them be, let them grow together. The good ones and the bad ones in your family, in the church, in your community, in the world, in our nation. Yeah, tabi-tabi. Pag pumunta ka sa simbahan, lahat banal. Diba? When you come to Sunday, magpunta ka sa church, nandun lahat banal. Pero may banal na aso. Diba? Santong kabayo. Diba? Sabi nga ng isang kaibigan ko, sabi niya, nagsisimba ako katabi ko yung contractor. Sa kaliwa ko, nandito yung congressman. Sabi ko, sinong masama? Sabi niya, yan, mga tabi ko. Sabi ko, ikaw ang masama. Hindi, mabait ako. Di ako korap. Di ka korap kasi wala kang pera. At wala kang posisyon. You know, it's so easy to judge people. Oh, korap, korap to. Nasa posisyon siya, ikaw wala eh. Palit kaya kayo. Tingnan natin. Baka mas korap ka pa. Kaya siguro hindi ka nilagay ng Diyos sa posisyon. You see? In the church, magkakatabi-tabi yan. Don't pull out the weeds and separate it. Too early to do that. Sabi ni Lord, hayain mo silang mag-grow. You know, the farmer said to the laborer, sabi niya, allow them to grow together. Why? Because at the early stage, yung wheat tsaka tare, parehong itsura yan. Hindi mo talaga ma-distinguish yung saan yung wheat, saan yung mabuti, saan yung masama. No, and the farmer said, let them grow together. Why? Because the more they become mature, pag lumaki na yung mga tanim na yan, lumalabas na yung bunga. Ang bunga ng tare, iba. Parang may balahibo. At sa may bungot, emo, that's ang tawag sa kanya, bearded darnel. At sa may bungot ron. Hagro wheat git ah, hay gagwa mat anang bunga nga ron, hay manami git anang bunga karon. But when they are young, they're the same. And so the farmer said, let them grow together. Let them be. Hayaan mo sila. Why? Because as they grow together, the fruit comes out. Lumalabas na talaga ang bunga. They may look the same, they may smell the same, but they will definitely bear a different fruit. Ang masama, iba talaga ang bunga niyan. Ang mabuti, iba din talaga ang bunga niyan. Pero ngayon, hindi mo malalaman kasi yung katabi mo, akala mo masama. Pag mature niyan, makikita mo, ang ganda ng bunga niya. So, hindi pala masama yun. He was really good. Like Saint Augustine, you know, I look at the life of San Augustine. Saint Augustine was really a bad person. He was promiscuous, unfaithful to his wife. Lahat ng kasalanan ginawa niya. And I really like this saint because I identify with the saints. I have looked at myself as a bad person. I did bad things in my life. When I look back, I feel ashamed of what I have done in my life. I'm just like Saint Augustine. And Saint Augustine, at the early part of his life, parang gusto mo nang tirisin, kunin mo na yan, masama yan. But when he came to meet Christ, finally he encountered Jesus in his life, he changed. He became one of the great shepherds of the church. And he's even elevated to the point that he is now called the doctor of the church. Saint Augustine is a doctor. Bihira yung tinatawag na doctor of the church. But what excites me so much about Saint Augustine is not his titles, you know. He is a saint. From an evildoer, from a wicked person, he became a saint. Ibang bunga ng buhay niya. Yung akala mong masama, yung akala mong pangit. Bakit ganyan ang bunga? Because all along, he is not a tear, he is a weed. Imaginin mo, just imagine kung mayroong bumunot sa kanya. Binunot mo yung mga sa akala mo masama, bunutin na natin, tanggalin na natin sa simbahan, tanggalin natin sa pamilya. You know, you would have lost Saint Augustine. Mawawalan tayo ng mga Mother Teresa sa mundo. Mawawalan tayo ng mga Saint Joseph, Saint John sa mundo kung talagang bunot lang tayo ng bunot. We would have destroyed the wheat while pulling out the weeds. And so the farmer said, let them be. At the harvest time, bunutin natin lahat. Bakit lahat bunutin? Kasi by that time, mature na sila. Yung mga roots nila, nag-intertwine na yan. Amen? Pag binunot mo yung tare, bunot din yung wheat. Pero okay na. Because the moment on the harvest time, sabi niya, bunutin lahat. Because by that time, their roots have intertwined. Ganyan na yung mga roots nila. Pag binunot mo yung isa, dala na yung isa. Sabi niya, sige. And God was saying, at the end of the age, we will harvest everything. bunutin lahat. May araw. The kingdom of God, what does it look like now? What does the church look like? What does your family look like? Yeah, good and bad. They're there. But one day, the kingdom of God would not look like that anymore because there is a day of harvest. When God would harvest everything, now makikita mo na yung darnel, makikita mo na yung wheat. Iba ang itsura nila, iba ang bunga nila. Then sabi niya, you segregate. Throw the darnel, throw the weeds into the fire, and put the wheat into my barn. So we have different fruits and different destiny. Iba ang kalalagyan. Hindi tayo ilalagay ng Diyos sa isang lalagyan lang. When the time comes of segregation and separation, the wheat will be placed in the barn. The barn is a place of life. Nandun yung buhay sa barn, di ba, Brother Rex? Ay, ingat na ingat tayo sa linalagyan ng mga palay, di ba? Diyan ang buhay. Pero yung mga damo, the weeds, the tares, where will it? It's good for nothing. It's just for fire. It will be thrown in the fire. Different destiny. They started out looking the same, that as they grow, they begin to change. And they were intertwined, and so they were pulled out together, then they were segregated. So anong message nito sa gospel natin? What is Jesus trying to say to us? Sabi niya, at the end of the age, I will remove everything that offends. Wow, akala ko wicked lang ang kukunin ni Lord. Everything that offends. What are the things that offend you in your life? Sickness, it offends me. It offends me to see loved ones getting sick. But God said, at the end of the age, a time will come, at the end of the age, at harvest time, I will remove everything that offends and the practitioners of wickedness. Yeah, there will be people that will be removed. So nakikita mo yung simbahan ngayon, what does the kingdom of God look like? Yeah. Good and bad at the same time, nababalot. May makikita kang tao, napakabait, napakabuti, na is so loving, but then he has polio, may sakit siya. What is that? Ang bait-bait nito. Pero may sakit. Yeah, nagkakasabay-sabay yan. Faithful naman ako kay Lord. Binigay ko na ang buhay ko kay Lord. Bakit nangyayari ito sa akin? Yeah. You know? All these things. Why is that? Well, there will be a day of God removing those things. But as of the moment, learn to live with that. Trusting that God's intention for life, for your life, is always good. Amen? He does not do anything to pull you down. But why does God allow them? Yan ang tanong. Bakit hinahayaan ng Diyos? Diba? Ako nagkasakit. Bait naman ako, Lord. Marami pa nga mas masama sa akin, diba? Ba't ako? Ba't ako nagkasakit? Why is that? Saint Paul, aside from Jesus, Saint Paul is the man to look up to. He really followed Jesus in his life. But ang bait niya, ang galing niya, he was preaching the gospel, he was so selfless in sharing the gospel. Pero ito sabi niya, I have a thorn in my flesh. And I pleaded with God, pumunta ako sa Diyos. Sabi niya, Lord, kunin mo tong thorn in the flesh. Why do I have a thorn in the flesh? And sabi niya, I pleaded with God 3 times. It means that he kept on pleading God. Yung 3 times na yun, hindi yan literal na 3 beses lang. Meron ka bang bagay sa buhay mo na hinihingi mo sa Diyos kunin sa'yo at hindi nakukuha? Bakit? Only if God can remove this, remove that. You know, Paul was saying, Lord, I'm going to serve you. You know my commitment. You know my faith. You know everything that I have, but I have this thorn in my flesh. Can you remove this from me? And you know what God said to him? My grace is sufficient for you. I don't need to remove that. And my power is made perfect in your weakness. And that's the question. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, India, you know what she did for the poor. You know what she did for the lost, the lonely. You know what Mother Teresa did in this world. But do you know that for 50 years she suffered depression? 50 years of depression, Mother Teresa. And he cried out to God. She must have pleaded God, remove this depression. Pero hindi natanggal yan. Diba? There was this presidency, FDR, Roosevelt. He was really a good president. You know, Roosevelt, a president of the United States, he was very handsome. Pogi siya. Maganda ang dating. He has the looks, he has the talk. Very bright, very intelligent person. If you look at him, he has everything, the looks, the intelligence, and the walk. He has charisma. He can talk to people. You know, he has everything. He is even the cousin of another president. Yung nauna sa kanya na Roosevelt, cousin niya yon. So he has the family bearing. Amen? Alam niyo yan, yung feeling na yan, yung pamilya niyo, tanyag, kilala. He comes from a good family. He has everything in his life. Lahat na ng quality na hahangaan mo sa isang tao, it was with him. Then at his 30s, when he turned 30 years old, he got sick with polio. Nagka-polio siya. Nung na-polio siya, at that time walang gamot, he was confined on a wheelchair. Naka-wheelchair na lang siya. 30 years old. At the peak of his career, at the peak of his life, he had polio. He must have prayed to God about it. Pero nung nag-advance yung polio niya, hindi na siya makalakad, hindi na siya makatayo. He had to be on a wheelchair. So probably he was thinking, my dream to become a president, my dream to become a leader, it's already gone because of this. No. His mother believed. Yung nanay niya. A mother said, no. Don't allow that limitation to determine your destiny. And so, you know what happened? He became president of the United States. And he was one of the best presidents of the United States. Polio siya. Disabled. Pero itong tanong, kailangan pa bang polio na yon? And people begin to analyze his life. You know, if he has everything, guapo, matalino, everything, you know, he could have been a good president only to add to his resume, para dagdag na lang sa pagkatao niya. It will just add to his credentials. He must have worked hard also as a president. Dagdag na lang yun, pogi points na lang para sa kanya. When he became sick with polio and now he's confined, now his service to his country is about compassion. He now feels what it is to be confined in sickness. He served his country. Wala na siyang dinadagdag sa sarili niya. He served his country just to give help to people. Why? Because of that polio. The same thing with St. Paul. Why did God not remove the thorn on the flesh? St. Paul would have still served Christ, but on a different heart. When I was graduating from grade 6, yung gagraduate na ako sa grade 6, I asked permission from my father. Sabi ko, gusto kong pumasok sa seminaryo. And my father said, anong gagawin mo sa seminaryo? Well, number one, all my friends are going to go to the seminary. Lahat magse-seminaryo. Bakit? Pag seminarista ka, crush ka ng mga babae. You know? Yun yung mentality. No? May seminaryo tayo, crush ka ng baya. Alam mo, pag may mga affairs yung mga school, pag pumasok yung mga seminarista, nagsisigawan yung mga babae. Kaya naisip ko, sabi ko, magse-seminaryo din ako. And the second thing, why I want to go to the seminary, I said to my dad, I want to become a priest. And my dad said, no, you will never become a priest. I will not allow you. So I pleaded with him, gusto ko mag-seminaryo. And I was thinking now, when I finally became a priest of the CEC, I thought, kung nag-seminaryo lang ako noon, if only my dad allowed me, by now, I would have spoken fluent Latin. I would have known the theology of the church by heart. I could have known the Bible memorized. I could have been a very good teacher if I just went to seminary, which I was not allowed. So I told God, sana Lord, hinayaan mo ako nag-seminaryo noon. Napaka galing kong pari siguro. I would have been a better priest. I would have been a better bishop. You know, all those things. And this is what I have now, reading our gospel today. Yeah, you could have been a very intelligent priest having gone to seminary at an early age. You could memorize the theology. You could have known everything. But you will not be able to accomplish what I want you to accomplish because that is not the path I want for you. Anong path ang binigay ng Diyos sa akin? Heartaches, weakness, poverty. That's the path I took. Sana kung nag-seminaryo lang ako. No, no, God said, no. You go through this. I grew up with very bad people. Lumaki ako, puro masasama ang mga kasama ko. That's why I'm not intimidated by them. When a bad person comes to me, I'm not intimidated. Why? I grew up with them. I'm not intimidated to bring Christ to them, bad people. Yung mga lasenggo, yung mga kawatan, lahat. I can speak with them and share Christ with them. Why? I grew up with them. That was the path the Lord gave me. Kung nagseminaryo ako, lalaki ako. Doon sa lugar na puro mababait lang. You know, you look at your life today, you look at your life, your journey, look back. Bakit pinagdaanan mo yun? Lord, bakit naging problema ko yun? Why did I lose my mom at an early age? High school pa lang ako, namatay na yung nanay ko. Bakit, ano ba yun? Gusto ko pa siyang makapiling ngayon. Imagine mo lang, one of my fantasy is bishop ako, tapos yung nanay ko nandito. My children will be running to her and I will see her spoiling my children. You know, magdidebate kaming dalawa. Yun ang gusto ko. But I was not allowed that. At an early age, my mom died. Bakit wala akong ganyan? That's probably why lahat ng nanay mahal ko. Kasi wala na akong nanay. When I see children fight against their mothers, I get irritated. Huwag mong awayin yung nanay mo, di ba? Bakit ganyan ka, Bishop? Yun ang pinagdaanan ko. God allowed the bad things to be intertwined in your life. You know why? Because God is in control of everything. Sabi nga ni Joseph to his brothers, what you meant for evil, God meant it for good. All things will work together for good for those who love God. Your weakness, your sin, your failures in your life, oh, they're just there. And it will contribute to what God will accomplish in the end. Napakagaling ng Diyos natin. In the end, everything that God planned and purposed for His family, for His kingdom, will be fulfilled. So, why will you not remove these things away from me? Well, that's part of the plan. So how do we live now? We live today trusting in God. You know, as I speak today, I am going through a trial in my life. And the first response is, God, remove this away from me. I don't want this. This is your path. This is the path you take. You face it. Amen? Lord, sana naging bishop ako na mas bata-bata pa ako, mas malakas ako. Sana I could have been a better bishop, you know? I'll be doing great things. Bakit sa ganitong edad at sa ganitong sitwasyon ako naging bishop? Well, sana Lord, gawin mo akong mabuting ama na malakas yung lakad ko. Bakit paika-ika ako? Bakit may baston-baston ako? Well, all things will work together for good. He can use the bad things, and that's part of His plans. He puts it there in your life. So that you can fulfill what He wants you to fulfill in your life. Don't worry, because a day will come, God will remove all the things that offends you. But not now. It will be removed one day when the time comes.